the door the rest of the way, but his booted foot whipped out and wedged in the opening before she could latch it. Lauren inched the door open again, but still blocked the entrance with her body.
"I'm getting the impression you're not very excited to see me. Are you trying to hurt my feelings?"
he asked, giving her a glimpse of his Send the Girls Wild smile, the one she drooled over in high school. Fortunately, it didn't do anything for her now. Lauren was too worried about the confidence in Harley's face and bearing. The longer she talked to him, the more she noticed that in some ways he had changed. The reckless teenager she'd known had transformed himself into a calm, self-assured adult, which frightened Lauren more than anything, because it made him so much more of a threat.
"I'll call the police if I have to," she warned. "If that's what you're planning to do, you'd better go and do it," he said, "because I'm not leaving until I get what I came for."
Lauren could scarcely swallow for the fear clutching her throat.
"Please don't let it be what I think it is."
"And what is that?" she managed. He must have heard the panic in her voice, because he hesitated for a moment and studied her, his eyes unreadable.
"You must be Audra's baby sister."
Lauren was surprised he remembered Audra had a baby sister. She'd seen him around school lots of times, but he'd never spared her a second glance.
"The name's Lauren," she informed him.
"I'm sure you never knew that."
"Why? Did I call you something different?"
He hadn't bothered to call her anything. He was too starstruck by her sister, once they became an item, and too busy flirting with all the other popular girls before that. Someone like Lauren, an honor student, a bookworm, held no attraction for him. She used to admire Harley from a distance, but after he'd gotten her sister in trouble, she'd been glad he'd passed over her. Not that she'd expected anything else. Most guys had preferred her blonde bombshell of a sister. Audra had been beautiful, popular, fun-loving. Lauren was plain, quiet, studious.
"We didn't know each other," she said, "which is why you'll have to excuse me. I don't feel comfortable having a strange man at the door."
"We knew each other," he said. "We just didn't know each other well. I wasn't allowed to come to the house, remember? And I've been called a lot of things, Lauren, but strange generally isn't one of them."
"That's because there are so many more applicable epithets to choose from," she said, unable to resist.
Lauren expected her remark to make him angry, but he simply raised an eyebrow, then gave her that crooked smile of his.
"Epithet," he repeated. "Evidently, all those hours you spent in the library did your vocabulary some good, though I doubt it did anything for your social life."
He looked her up and down.
"And I'll bet your excitement factor hasn't notched up any. Not with you going around spouting things like applicable epithets."
"Maybe you should have spent a few more hours in the library. It might have done you some good."
"You spent enough time there for both of us. Besides, you were always too busy hiding behind your glasses and reading a thick textbook to know what was going on around you. So how would you know what's applicable to me and what isn't, especially after 10 years?
"Some things don't change," she said, "and some things are more apparent than others.
Especially to the gifted Lauren Worthington, huh?"
He said her name in an uppity, nasal tone Lauren didn't appreciate, but being from the wealthy Southwest side, she'd heard it before. Casting a quick glance behind her to make sure Brandon was still absorbed in his TV program, she lowered her voice even further.
"You got my sister pregnant, remember? I know what kind of man you are."
He laughed, the sound rumbling from deep in his chest. If Lauren had been anyone else, someone who didn't know who or what he was, she would have smiled automatically, despite the animosity between them. He had that kind of